God is Greater Than Your Storms, Part 2. In the first part of the message, we saw that in order to continue living, it is necessary to stay in the boat and to cut the ropes attached to the lifeboat. We understood that we have to cut the strings of our negative thoughts. Here's a different kind of rope that needs to be cut. That of fear. Indeed, fear, anguish, panic, and worry are all ropes that need to be cut. For instance, the fear of what may happen to you, worries about tomorrow, the fear of failure, or the fear of not being forgiven by God, etc., etc. God wants you to prevail over your fears, over all your fears. In order to do so, you need to put words on what's hurting you. Though there are fears that are real, there are others that are phantasmal or phantasmagorical. The latter, phantasmagorical, could be based on one or two facts, but for the most part, they feed on other unrelated thoughts, which then feed negative feelings and plunge us into terror. Here's an illustration. While walking their dogs, many people use a leash in the park. Yet sometimes the dog ends up leading the master, and the master finds himself running behind. Comparatively, our fears sometimes resemble a dog leading its master. However, today, God wants to give you the strength to no longer let yourself be led by fear. He has provision for you in your storm today. Let's go back to the story of the Apostle Paul in the storm. It is written that they were supposed to run aground. However, the anchor of the boat prevented them from reaching the shore. What about you today? Are certain experiences in your life still so deeply anchored in you that they prevent you from entering into God's plan for you? These anchors can be gestures made against you or events that, when evoked, you still get emotionally stirred. If you have not cut all the ropes of these anchors, they will have an impact on your current life and will prevent you from moving forward. Yet God wants to give you the strength to cut the ropes of the events that block you, the ropes of your traumas, because He wants you to move forward and reach the shore. Some messages or testimonials from this blog might help you. For example, On the Road to Healing, Stage 1. On the Road to Healing, Resource 1. And Taking Care of Our Emotions. In the story, all 276 people on board were saved. Some began to swim because they had the strength to do so. Meanwhile, others could not, but they were able to cling to what was floating. Hold on to God. Hold on to God. All made it to the shore. You can make it there too. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your paths straight. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. Yes, remember, God is greater than your storms. And remember, too, God is on your side. Have a beautiful day.